going into it, we felt extremely confident. We knew the task at hand in regards to the running game. I mean, they're good, you know, stopping the run, and we were good at rushing the ball. So we knew that it was going to be a give or take situation there. We felt like we could utilize some things outside, which we did at times. But overall, there wasn't enough consistency. We seemed just to stall out and shoot ourselves in the foot, whether it was, again, turnovers, which continue to plague us, or penalties.
That Rondae Barber play seems to kind of encapsulate your whole season so far. I mean, did you get a good look at that?
I got hit on the play. I thought I put the ball in a good spot, and I all of a sudden looked up, and I saw him running. And I couldn't believe. I mean, it was a tremendous play on his part. I couldn't tell on the replay. I mean, again, my point of view, it looked like it hit the ground. But, he made a great play.
Going forward, how do you keep you, not just you, but the whole offense, how do you keep your chin up, and how do you keep a confidence that you're going to need going forward?
For me personally, it's going to come down to my faith and continuing to believe that in each other and in ourselves. We put in a lot of work, and I think the hardest thing for us right now is when you see plays like that, or you see Stanford Route almost pick a ball, and then it turns into a big play for their team. I mean, at some point the luck's going to turn our way, and I think we've got to keep believing in each other and ourselves, and things are going to, the tide's going to turn, and we're going to get a win, and we're going to get on a roll. So it's just a matter of getting that win, getting that feeling again, and then moving forward.
Yeah, I know your last couple of years – Cleveland times were a little bit tough too, but have you ever been in a situation quite like you're in now, with just the hole you guys are in?
I mean, look, we're at where we're at. I mean, we can only control each day, one day at a time. And I think if we continue to work hard, continue to go to the drawing boards, try to do the things we do best, and be competitive. I think again, we can be a good team. But we can't continue to stop ourselves. I mean, hats off to Tampa Bay. They played a good game, but we can't continue to do things that are stopping ourselves out there on the field.
The way that this season's gone, I mean, you never like to go into a bye with a bad taste in your mouth. The way this season's gone, good time for a bye?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, hopefully we'll be able to, find some things that we can lean on. In tough times or in tough parts of the game, and that's our kind of go-to, whether it's an offensive play call or a coverage or something. We just got to find some things that we do best and continue to execute that, and find a way to get a win.
A couple more guys. Brady, you know what the run defense is coming.
Well, I mean, again, look, hats off to them. And like you said, without watching the tape, it's hard to tell. I think it's tough in a game when the score starts to get a little bit away from you. Sometimes you have to get away from the run. You've got to find a way of getting some chunks in a passing game and moving the ball, so you're not going to run the ball as much. So I think it was, partially them. They did a good job, but partially us as well, getting away from it, which we were in a position where we had to. A little bit, but again, I mean, we gotta go back and watch the film. We gotta kind of see some of the things that we need to work on, or whether it's a communication thing or just overall execution.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Thanks, guys.